This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head on over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features waiting there for you. You get to create the content. What's there on the front page of the site was put there by listeners like you and sometimes Daryl. In fact, a lot of times Daryl. Daryl, you've been submitting quite a bit of content there from fpp.cc,
yes,
which is your website. And thank you for doing that. Anyone is free to do so. You find something cool, something fun, something interesting that you want to share with us and our other listeners, just submit it right there to the front page of the site via our Reddit-based system. It's totally free. Over at freetalklive.com. So, in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we were talking about a disturbing story out of D.C. that I guess shouldn't really be surprising. This is the next insane logical step for the immigration crackdown in the United States, and that is mass raids simultaneously all across the country. Now, it was a couple of years ago that we had the head shop here in town was involved in a mass simultaneous raid. They raided like 200 locations, probably mostly head shops, but various different places regarding pipes, like marijuana pipes and things like that.
Those are for tobacco use only, if you read the label.
Yeah, well, they thought they had it covered at that store too. They were really careful with the signage that they had in the store and IDing people that came in. But that didn't protect them from having their lives torn apart by...
Well, and I think what actually caused that whole raid, or the purpose behind that raid and the other raids in, like, 25 states, was going after the synthetic cannabis.
But they didn't even have it.
They didn't carry it anymore.
Yeah.
They had previously.
That's true.
And then they stopped when a local ordinance went into effect. And then there was some federal regulation.
They stopped
regulation.
Before the local ordinance went into effect.
Right. They stopped when the city council passed the ordinance and before it went into effect. But the reason they stopped was the local ordinance.
Yeah.
And then there was a change in federal regulation. And so then the feds somehow, I guess they got list of everybody that had ever purchased some of these synthetic cannabinoids and then raided a bunch of places.
I know that that's the speculation behind this, but I don't know.
That was what the DEA put out in a press release on why they were doing the raids.
Well, from what TJ, the spy, was reading in the actual case file on Pacer...
They might not have put it in the case file, but that was the reason that the DEA gave when they did the raids, because they announced, we're doing these raids on this day.
That's true. But they also, like, took all their pipes, which didn't necessarily have anything to do with spice or the manufactured synthetic drugs. So there was that, but then when you look at the case file, and I haven't done this yet, so I'm taking TJ's word for it, but when you look at the case file, they talk about the undercovers that they sent into the store and the buys that they were trying to make, and I guess one of the things that they did was the person who went into the store, like the store operators and the staff knew, they're smart enough and they knew enough to not sell to somebody who says bong.
Right,
like you're not supposed to do that. That's
and we actually know somebody that went in there one time and said, so can I smoke weed out of these bongs? And they said, get out.
Get out of here.
Get out.
Right? So apparently one of the things that they did, one of their sneaky tactics, was to go into the store and have their undercover agent say something to the effect of, yeah, I need to get a new pipe. My other one was taken by police. So that doesn't necessarily say that, you know, that it was taken by police because it was a marijuana pipe.
Right.
But apparently that's, you know, circumstantial enough to where they should have rejected that customer. But they didn't. They apparently did sell to that particular person. So there's a few examples in the case file of just They're going after him just for selling pipes, basically, just
right.
for selling marijuana-related accessories. So, you know, maybe some of the raids had to do with the spice, but in the case of this one store, it didn't. Anyway, I only brought that up because of, you know, it was a coordinated raid on multiple locations, and now they're going to be doing the same thing to immigrants in the United States. If you want to share your thoughts, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Groups that have called, this is from the Washington Post, by the way, groups that have called for stricter immigration limits say the raids are long overdue and remain skeptical about whether the scale would be large enough to deter future illegal immigration from Central America. The executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies, who sounds like a real jerk, Mark Krikorian, said, "I'll believe it when I see it. What share is this going to be? It's a drop in the bucket compared to the number they've admitted into the country. If you have photogenic raids..." What the hell is a photogenic raid? Meaning, like, well-documented? It looks nice when they do the raid?
Everybody smiles when you take their picture.
He says, if you have photogenic raids on a few dozen illegal families and that's the end of it, it's just for show. It's a public relations thing, enforcement theater. So he's saying hundreds of families, not enough. There need to be thousands of ongoing raids.
I got it. Donald Trump wants to build a wall. That's not good enough. We need to build a giant dome around the entire United States. Because you can't get over a dome, because when you get to the top, there's just more dome.
Wasn't there a Pauly Shore movie about that in the 1990s or something?
There was the movie Biodome.
Let's go to the phones here. John is listening in Kalamazoo. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello. Actually, in referring to the dome that you guys are talking to, I would only be okay with that if they actually made it the Thunderdome. But that's not what I called about. You guys were talking about...
That's a better dome movie.
Earlier.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. You guys were talking about SWAT teams earlier, and you guys are more knowledgeable on this than I am. What happens if it's a failed raid? What if they find nothing in a house? Do they just pack up and leave, and that's that, and then leave you with the damages and psychological damages?
Most of the time. It's very rare. I mean, we've seen lots of stories about police raids over time, and sometimes the news will cover sort of the aftermath, like when the police botch a raid and they go to the wrong house. You know, Mrs. Smith's door has been busted off its hinges. You know, was anything done to make that right? Most of the time, no. Very rarely will someone actually get some sort of disbursement from the police department to fix the door. Very, very rare.
Okay, and I actually had one more question because I'm unsure where to start with this. I want to be able to get into Bitcoin. Do you guys have a place that I could start looking into that?
Yes, Bitcoin.com. It's a great site. It's run by a friend of the show, and Bitcoin Jesus actually is behind that site. They've got Bitcoin news and information and starter kind of info as well, recommended wallets and things like that. So I would start there, Bitcoin.com.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Thanks, John, for your call tonight.
I wanted.
Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Department of Homeland Security spokesperson, Marcia Catron, would not comment on any possible ICE operations, but pointed out that the supervisor has consistently said our border is not open to illegal immigration, and if individuals come here illegally, do not qualify for asylum or other relief, and have final orders of removal, they will be sent back, consistent with our laws and our values. What are the values behind sending human beings who are trying to make a better life for themselves to a place where they are under the threat of violence and possible death? What is the value that is backing that policy?
We're a nation of laws, and our laws say that we send people back.
Is that a value? That would be the law side of things.
Right, but people will say that that's the value. Dude, we're a nation of laws, Ian. We're a nation of laws. That's the value and principle I stand on, is we are a nation of laws. We need to enforce those laws.
Yeah, I mean, values normally is like a positive kind of word, like it, you know, specifies sort of things that are important to you, I guess. That I guess you could say that the laws are, let's see, what's the definition of value anyway here? Relative worth, merit, or importance.
Laws are important. I value the law.
Ideals, customs, institutions of a society toward which the people of the group have an effective regard.
We regard the law with effect, with all our heart. So help me, Jesus. Amen.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If they don't follow our paperwork, throw them out. Send them to die. That sounds horrible to me. That's not a place I want to live. What about you?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Liberty Forum. It's coming up. It's going to be around the corner before you know. We still have several weeks out at this point. The end of February, or like mid-pack, I guess, through February, February 18th through the 21st, Manchester, New Hampshire, the Radisson Hotel. You're going to want to be there for this. It's going to be a historic Liberty Forum in more than one way. You've got Edward Snowden, who's going to be speaking as the keynote speaker, one of the keynote speakers. I don't believe they've announced the others, so there will be probably one or two more of the keynote variety. So stay tuned for details about who those folks will be. There's some other speakers that have been announced, but Snowden is obviously going to overshadow everyone. I mean, this is, I'd say this is bigger than Ron Paul.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't say that lightly because I do love me some Ron Paul, and Ron Paul was awesome and brought a lot of people to Liberty, and, you know, no doubt about that. I think Ron Paul's probably done more for Liberty than Edward Snowden has, but Edward Snowden's a bigger name. This is a huge score for the Free State Project to have him speaking at the Liberty Forum. It's coming up in just under 2 months, February 18th through the 21st. That's a Thursday through a Sunday. It's a weekend right in the heart of wintertime here in New Hampshire. So come on up and join hundreds of people who care about freedom like you, many of whom are like you and have not yet moved to New Hampshire. Some have already moved, like Daryl and I. We're going to be there. We'll be broadcasting live. There's probably usually a couple hundred out of the 500 to 800 that attend who are already living in New Hampshire. But most of the audience, most of the attendees at Liberty Forum are people who are considering making a move or who have already signed up for the Free State Project but just haven't actually gotten around to making that move yet. So it's a great excuse to come up, connect with the community here, meet some of the personalities that are involved, not just Daryl and I, but there's going to be dozens of speakers and folks there and hundreds of people attending, all of whom who have their own interesting stories to tell. So come on up, join us February 18th through the 21st. It's happening in Manchester. Go to nhlibertyforum.com to get your tickets right now. nhlibertyforum.com. Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-3733. We're talking about the disturbing story coming out of the Washington Post. Disturbing but not really surprising. That the next step on this immigration crackdown is to actually start raiding people's homes. And that is what they're planning on doing some point in 2016, perhaps as soon as sometime in January. The people who want to see this happen are already skeptical. They're claiming that they believe this will just be for show. The executive director of the Center for Immigration Studies claims that this could just be a few dozen photogenic raids. He says it's a public relations thing, enforcement theater. Well, you know, even if it is just a few dozen raids, and they're saying it's going to be hundreds, like a few hundred, a couple hundred, even if it is just a few dozen raids, that's still someone's life, multiple families' lives who are being torn apart by this insane, inhumane, terrible system that just doesn't care about people.
It's and, sick. Well, you also have to look at the sort of the ripple effect of you have one family that gets pulled out of an apartment.
Yep.
Then the landlord loses tenants.
They got no rent.
Somebody winds up losing an employee.
Yep.
Or several someones wind up losing an employee, depending on if the guy is only working one job, two jobs, if the spouse is working, how many people are actually living in the house.
Great point.
Because, you know, the claim is those Mexicans wind up putting multiple families in one house. So let's just say that there's two families living in a house. And let's say that three of the four parents have jobs. Then that's at least three places of employment that wind up losing an employee.
Yep.
And then how many other people are going to wind up being affected? Because, oh, well, I lost my neighbors and I really like them. I lost my, you know, my kids don't have anybody to play with. I lost my babysitter.
I remember you were giving the example of the story out of Georgia where food was rotting on the vines because Americans wouldn't come and take the jobs that the Mexican immigrants left because of the crackdown on immigration in Georgia.
Yes.
And there was another related story, I don't know if it was Alabama or Georgia, where I don't recall, I'm sorry, where it was, but it was one of those situations where ICE went in and raided a business, a major manufacturer, kind of, I don't remember what they were manufacturing, but like it was a, like a meat processing plant or something. And basically, this is one of those towns where the business, this particular industry, is the town, essentially. You know, it's like a town that exists essentially because that business is there.
I think you're also thinking of Georgia, and it was probably the carpet mills.
Whatever it was, they did this raid, and they, you know, they arrested several people in the process, destroying the business, basically, because they didn't have enough employees after the fact. And they did such damage to that town by kidnapping those people that the people who run other businesses in the town, like the convenience store operator, lost all of his business.
Right.
Because when the convenience store operator is a legal citizen or whatever, he no longer has customers to sell coffee to in the morning or, you know, a Danish when they're getting ready to go to work. So all of that business just dried right up.
Yeah.
Because they'd all been kidnapped.
There was the movie 9500 Liberty. It's a documentary about, I forget the town in Virginia, but they wound up a couple of years before Arizona did their SB 70 or SB 270, the Papers, Please legislation out in Arizona. This town in Virginia did something similar. So it wound up causing everybody that was legal and illegal as immigrants to flee the town. The grocery stores started closing because grocery stores generally only operate on like a 10% margin.
If that.
They lost 20% of the community.
Ugh.
So, yeah, you do have this other ripple effect of the store that's losing their customers.
But that doesn't matter to the government, Daryl, because they're going to get their tax money either way. So they don't care if your convenience store shuts down. They don't care if you can't sell any, you know, hot dogs at the hot dog cart anymore. They don't care if your business goes out of business because they got plenty of money coming in. It's not like the Department of Homeland Security is going to have its budget cut.
You shouldn't have been doing business with them. Yeah. They're illegals.
I mean, because the meatpacking plant shuts down isn't really going to affect the government's revenue. Yeah, you could argue that there's going to be some minor drop in taxes from that one company. But overall, they can print it out if they need to, if they really need to. So Marcia Catron, who is the DHS spokesperson, has said she said that she wouldn't comment on possible operations, but basically insisted that they're going to be cracking down. The raids could become a flashpoint on the 2016 campaign trail, where GOP presidential contenders, including frontrunner Donald Trump, have made calls for stricter border control a central issue, which always happens at election time over the last decade or so. Immigration has become this political football that, you know, it's basically tough talk topic, you know, whatever. Right. It gives these political guys a chance to talk like they're real tough, and then ultimately when they get elected, they don't really crack down as hard as they said they were going to, but things still get worse. I mean, this is things getting worse. This is not Barack Obama being a kind, caring person and giving a damn about immigrants. This is, we're going to make a show of this. You know, even if it's just a few dozen raids like the critics are saying, or if it's hundreds like they're promising, you're destroying people's lives. And for what? For what? This idea of this pure America that it's got walls and it doesn't have any illegal brown people. You're never going to accomplish that. And if you do, then you'll have a hellscape police state that no one will want to come to and no one will want to stay in.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the latest on Tamir Rice. You may recall the story of the young man who I believe was all of 12 years old or so.
Yep.
And he was shot to death by police in Cleveland, Ohio, for the dastardly crime of playing with a BB gun in a park by himself. We'll tell you more about what's going on with that. There's a development in that particular case. Daryl's got that story. First, I'll tell you the phone numbers. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You may call about anything. Let's go to Bill. He's in Waynesboro, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Bill.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up the fact that Jesus was crippled as a child, and as he grew into an adult, he grew out of that, almost like a miracle. And I think it's really a symbolism on his strength and his power. And
Daryl looks confused.
I'm curious. What sort of crippledness? Like he had polio?
I don't know if it was polio. His legs were bunk. His legs, they just didn't work.
And where are you getting this information?
Well, straight out of the Bible, brother.
Yo, you're kind of a Jesus guy, right?
Can you cite your source?
You know, I don't have my Bible on hand, but I'm almost 100% positive.
That's the first I've heard of it, but I can't say I've read the whole Bible, so, you know, I don't know.
First I've ever heard of it, and I've read the entire thing several times.
Wow, okay. How about you, Bill? How many times have you read the Bible?
Have you read the unabridged version of the Bible?
What do you mean the unabridged version?
The entire volume of the Bible and its entire glory, its masterpiece.
Are you for real? Are you talking about, like, the hidden books or whatever, or the books that didn't make it into the Bible?
What? The Bible I've always read, sir, the one I was taught off of, it taught me that Jesus was born with crippled legs, little tiny, broken up.
You can barely hold it together. Thanks. It really wasn't that funny. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. I would say that that was a crank call.
Yeah.
Daryl. But yeah. I did Google crippled Jesus here, and I'm not seeing much about that. So, yeah. Toll-free number 855-450-3733. Now then, let's talk about Tamir Rice.
Well, there's good news. There is good news for the thin blue line.
Okay.
The thin blue line did not get broken. It did not get crossed because a grand jury in Cleveland declined to indict city police officers in the fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice.
Well, you know, it's a sensible decision by the grand jury. I mean, who would want to indict these psychopaths because they might come after you next?
The story from the New York Times says the decision by grand jurors on Monday was the end of a lengthy investigation that was criticized by the family of Tamir Rice and by activists who called the shooting senseless and said that the officer should have been charged with murder months ago. 12-year-old Tamir Rice was carrying a replica gun outside of a recreation center.
It was a BB gun.
So did I. New York Times says it was a replica gun. When someone called 911, the caller cautioned that Tamir was probably a juvenile and that the gun was probably fake, but that information was never relayed to the two officers who responded.
Oops.
Timothy Lohman and Frank Garmbach. Surveillance video has been widely circulated online, shows Officer Garmbach pulling the police cruiser within a few feet of Tamir, Officer Lohman stepping out of the car and almost immediately firing his gun.
Yep.
Tamir Rice died hours later. Officer Garmbach was not indicted. Timothy J. McGinty, the Cuyahoga County prosecutor who made the announcement at a news conference, said that while this was a perfect storm of human error, the evidence considered by a grand jury over 2 months did not constitute criminal action by police. He noted that the law gives the benefit of the doubt to a police officer who must make a split-second decision. And in this case, it was almost a split-second decision. They showed up, and within 2 seconds of the officer stepping out of the car, he had fired his weapon.
Yeah, there's no way that that cop... I mean, having seen the video, and it's not the best video or anything like that. It's surveillance camera video from, like, a building across the street or something. But, you can see how fast the cops do what they do. And, yeah, they literally pull up. One cop piles out of the car, the passenger side, and just shoots this kid. The cop wouldn't have possibly had time to say something like, "Hey, put that gun down, kid! You know, stop! Freeze! Put your hands in the air! Put the gun down!" Any amount of words could have helped this situation,
right.
And it doesn't really look like there was much of anything there.
McGinty said it was indisputable that Tamir was drawing a pellet gun from his waistband when he was shot.
A pellet gun now.
Either to hand it over to the officers or to show them that it was not a real firearm. But McGinty said there was no way for the officer to know as they pulled up. He said he, quote, appreciated the sincere emotion and concern of all citizens, but asked the community to respect the process. Governor John Kasich.
Translation, don't riot.
Right. Governor John Kasich, who, by the way, is seeking the Republican Party's presidential nomination and doing horribly in the polls, said that he understood how the decision will leave many people asking themselves if justice was served, but urged residents to not give in to anger and frustration and let it divide us. McGinty said he told Tamir's mother about the grand jury decision shortly before he made the public announcement. saying it was a tough conversation. She was broken up. It was very hard. A statement from the office of Jonathan S. Abadi, a lawyer representing the Rice family, said Tamir's relatives were saddened and disappointed by this outcome, but not surprised.
Yeah, no one should be surprised by this.
The statement said, it has been clear for months now that the Cuyahoga County prosecutor, Timothy McGinty, was abusing and manipulating the grand jury process to orchestrate a vote against indictment. Even though video shows the police shooting Tamir in less than 1 second,
yeah.
Prosecutor McGinty hired so-called expert witnesses to try to exonerate the officers and tell the grand jury their conduct was reasonable and justified. And this goes to something that we had reported on previously, to where in these sorts of cases where you have the prosecutor that has to go to the grand jury and try to get the indictment, they oftentimes will not put forth their best case or do their best job because they have to work with the police. And if you indict a police officer, they're going to be less likely to actually wind up wanting to work with you to get other indictments. And so what you do on these indictments, you're not convicting the officer. You just have to find if there's probable cause to bring a charge.
Correct.
But oftentimes what they'll do in these cases is they overindulge, basically they overindulge the jury with so much information that the grand jury thinks that they're having to find guilt beyond a reasonable doubt when all they have to do is find probable cause. So you have these prosecutors that don't want to indict the police officers and do everything they can to make sure that that doesn't happen. The article from the Times continues, for some in Cleveland's activist community, Monday's decision was a setback that they had long anticipated. Reverend Jawanza Colvin, who leads a predominantly black congregation in the city, said, no one is surprised. It's really now a question of how we respond. Rachel Smith, who along with McColvin, or rather along with Mr. Colvin, was among the residents who signed affidavits seeking the officer's arrest, said she was outside the courthouse Monday when McGinty announced the grand jury's decision.
I have a suggestion for how people should respond. Stop paying for this. Look, I understand the classic thing to do is to take to the streets and wave signs and, light fires and whatever else people have done to protest these horrible, this horrible treatment at the hands of the police. I get it. I'm not saying don't protest. By all means, feel free to express yourselves. But if you really want to stick it to the man, you gotta get him where it hurts the most, which is in the wallet. And if the amount of people who are out in the streets protesting would just not pay taxes, I think that'd be really interesting.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, talking about Tamir Rice. He was 12 years old when he was shot to death by police in Cleveland, Ohio. There is now definitely not going to be any charges filed against the officers involved, even though they basically rolled up on the scene, piled out of the car, and immediately shot the kid. I mean, anybody who's seen the video knows it was like 1 second between when that cop opened the car door, gets out, and shoots. And there would have been no time for any kind of shouting at the kid like, hey, put the gun down. You know, maybe get on the PA system in the police cruiser and yell at the kid through the PA system. Hey, put the gun down. No, don't draw the gun or we'll shoot. Don't draw the gun or we'll shoot. I mean, wouldn't that have made some sense to at least give some warning of what your intention is to this young man who, by the way, hadn't shot anyone? Like, he had some sort of a what was reported earlier as a BB gun. It was reported as what was this story? What did they call it in the story?
A pellet pistol at one point. They also said the caller that called into 911 said that the gun was probably fake.
But they apparently didn't tell the police that the gun was probably fake. So the cops went to a call of a man or a young man with a gun.
Right.
And even though the young man with the gun hadn't alleged to have shot anyone with the gun.
Right.
Now, they said that he might have been pointing it at people who were walking by. But ultimately, no one had actually been hurt. There was no evidence that any violence was going on here. But yet the police responded as though this young man was shooting people.
Yes.
That's basically how they treated this situation. And it's interesting comparing one set of cops to another. You know, you look here in New Hampshire where having a gun is not a crime generally for most people.
It's also not a crime in Ohio.
For open carry or...
One can open carry legally in Ohio.
Now, having it in your hands isn't open carrying, that's brandishing. That is actually generally considered to be a crime. But all that said, a former co-host of the show, Chris Cantwell, was downtown in Keene, New Hampshire several months ago, and he had a situation with some thugs on the street that were threatening a young lady. Chris stepped into that situation. He drew his gun when they advanced on him. And when the police arrived on that scene, Chris Cantwell had a gun pointed at another human being, and somehow the police didn't shoot him. Right? So in Ohio, you've got cops who shoot a kid to death because he has a gun in his waistband. In Keene, New Hampshire, you've got cops who arrive on a scene with another man pointing a gun at another at other human beings, and they don't shoot him. So clearly, something different could have been done in this situation.
Some people will look at this and say, well, the difference, Ian, is that Chris Cantwell is a white man,
yep,
and Tamir Rice was a little black boy.
That is a difference. Are you suggesting that the police killed him because he was black?
I'm suggesting that some people will say that.
Some people will say that, and in some cases they might be right about that. I don't know if that's the case here.
Nor do I.
I don't know. You never know which cops are the racist ones until you have interactions with them. I don't think you can jump to the conclusion that all white cops are racist. I think that would be ridiculous.
I certainly was not trying to say that.
No, you're saying some people would, and some people definitely would.
And there are some people that they will justify almost any use of force by a police officer against someone that is black. They'll come up with all of these justifications for why it's okay to strangle a man for selling loose cigarettes. Why it's okay to shoot this 12-year-old who had either a pellet pistol or a toy firearm, depending on which version.
Well, the police have said it's okay, right? Like, there's no indictment here. This is it. It's over. Case closed.
Yeah, that's basically the prosecution convincing the grand jury that...
Yeah, we don't need to do anything here.
Don't convict.
These guys are fully within their rights. Hey, you know, this kid could have shot somebody. Yeah, or they thought he could have shot somebody. As long as the police think you might do something dangerous, that's all the justification they need to end your life. And in this case, if you watch the video, it does appear as though he kind of goes for his waistband. But you could still shout at the kid while he's going for his waistband. He's not doing a quick draw.
Right.
From his waistband. He doesn't, like, you know, grab the gun and then point it at the cops, and then he gets shot. No. The cops shoot him while he's sort of fiddling with his waistband.
Right, and as the, I think it was the lawyer for the family said, yeah, he was reaching for it, but we don't know if he was,
Maybe he was going to put it on the ground,
show them it's not a real... firearm.
Right.
We don't know what was going to happen.
It never got that far.
Never got that far.
All right, what else?
The mayor of Cleveland, Frank Jackson, had a news conference after the prosecutor made their announcement, and Mayor Jackson expressed condolences to the Rice family and said that the city would now begin an administrative review of the shooting now that the grand jury's work has finished. Jackson said meaningful changes to the police department have been made since Tamir Rice's death.
Yes. What are those changes, Mayor?
Efforts to train police officers on first aid and provide basic medical kits in cruisers.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that because they basically ignored this kid after they shot him on the ground? They, like, provided no aid whatsoever to him?
Jackson said, this has caused the city of Cleveland, with the loss of a child at the hands of a police officer, to do a lot of soul searching. And in the midst of that soul searching, we have made some changes. All this is designed to better ensure that incidents like this will never happen again. Chief Calvin Williams of the...
Until they do. And then we'll apologize and act like we've changed things again.
The Chicago Police Chief, Calvin Williams, says that the two officers would remain on restricted duty until the administrative review was complete.
Cleveland or Chicago?
You said Cleveland.
Chicago. Okay, you said Chicago.
Oh, okay. I meant Cleveland. Okay. The police chief in Cleveland.
Got it. Okay.
Calvin Williams said that they're remaining on basically light duty until the administrative review is complete. So you guys don't have to do any work. Just sit here and, you know, push some papers and you still get your paycheck.
Well, you know, I mean, in a lot of cases, these cops get paid vacation. So at least they're still on the job.
Yes.
A lot of times these cops get to sit wherever they, you know, sit at home and collect a paycheck. While they wait.
The police chief said the review would look at whether department policies were violated during the encounter, including the actions of the call taker and the dispatcher, the shooting itself, and the response afterwards.
But if we do determine that the department's policies were violated, that's not going to be enough to bring any kind of criminal charges because that part is over now.
We'll consider discipline if violations are found.
Discipline.
consider. Not, yeah. There will be. We'll consider it.
That's so government, right? Like, you know, like the Department of Planning to beginning to doing something about something.
We're investigating ourselves, and we will look at whether or not to maybe possibly do something if we find that we did anything wrong.
Yeah. And by the time we finish our investigation, you media people will have forgotten all about this case because this is pretty much the end of it. We're announcing there's no criminal charges, so toodles.
Yes. And apparently the shooting of Tamir Rice happened 2 days before the grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri, declined to indict the police officer that shot Michael Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people completely justifying Michael Brown deserved to die because he may have possibly stolen some cigars.
Well, you know, in the Michael Brown case, there's no video of the situation.
Right.
And so who knows who's telling the truth, what the actual situation was in that particular case. But there are enough cases where there is video.
Yes.
And there's video in this case, and there's video in plenty of other cases where the police are clearly in the wrong, but yet they don't get any kind of punishment whatsoever.
Unlike Ferguson, there were not large-scale protests in Cleveland.
Not yet.
Though Tamir's death did infuriate demonstrators across the country, and the case has become among the most prominent in a national debate over race and policing.
If you want to share your thoughts on Tamir Rice, would love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But what can people really do about this? I mean, because you did mention a few moments ago off the air, Daryl, that you know some of the people I suggested don't pay taxes. Well, what if they're just paying rent or they're on welfare or something like that? Then what can you really do? Like if you know, if people wouldn't pay taxes to the government, then that would completely change how this whole situation played out.
Well, we can look at Detroit, for instance, to where there's been sort of this reverse sort of correlation to where the police, because of budgetary constraints, said, oh, we're not working at night. We're not working at weekends.
That's right.
And then people responded with, well, we're not getting services, so we're not paying our property taxes.
That did happen. You're right about that. Although, in the case
but
of Detroit,
it was in reverse, to where they stopped paying because they weren't getting the services. They didn't stop paying, and then the services were cut.
And in the case of Detroit, you've got people with houses valued at $1,000 in some cases.
Yes.
I mean, now they've been stripped of copper and things like that. But the housing prices are very, very low there. So it's the point where, well, even if they confiscate your house, you're really not losing very much. So
right.
If there's not much to risk, then people are more likely to take that kind of risk. But if you want something to change, begging the politicians to get the police in line, that just doesn't seem to cut it. What's your suggestion? It's Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.